My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
A British warship puts Venezuela on high alert over an oil-rich region it's laid claim to. Hello, you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. Live from the BBC World Service, I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good morning to you. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered his military to conduct exercises along the country's eastern, Caribbean and Atlantic coast. This is in response to a British decision to send a warship to support Guyana. The UK government took the decision after Venezuela renewed claims to Essequibo, an oil-rich area that makes up a big part of its neighbour Guyana's territory. Mr. Maduro made the announcement on television.
I have ordered the activation of a joint action of the entire Bolivarian National Military Force on the eastern Caribbean and Atlantic coast. A joint action of a defensive nature in response to the provocation and threat of the United Kingdom against the peace and sovereignty of our country.
Nicolas Maduro there. A recent referendum suggested that 95% of voters were in favour of establishing a new Venezuelan state in the territory, the BBC's Will Grant reports.
In a televised meeting of Venezuela's joint military chiefs, President Maduro called the deployment of the British warship HMS Trent off Guyana's coast practically a military threat by London. It was, he added, against the spirit of a non-aggression agreement reached between Caracas and Georgetown earlier this month. President Maduro then immediately ordered what he called a joint defensive action off the coast of the disputed region by the country's armed forces. He was told by the assembled military leaders that 5,600 personnel were ready to be deployed. On sending HMS Trent to the Guyanese coast, the UK Defence Ministry issued a statement saying it was part of a wider series of exercises in the region. However, in an emergency meeting in St Vincent and the Grenadines 2 weeks ago, Guyana and Venezuela had agreed to avoid the use of force over their decades-long border dispute. The argument over the oil-rich Essequibo region has been significantly ratcheted up in recent weeks after a referendum in Venezuela called for Venezuelan sovereignty to be asserted over it. Guyana has repeatedly said the dispute must be solved through the International Court of Justice, while Mr. Maduro's critics have dismissed his actions as further saber-rattling ahead of a presidential election next year.
That was Will Grant. Argentina's main labour union is calling for a general strike in a month's time to protest sweeping economic reforms proposed by the new president Javier Milei. The head of the CGT, Hector Dare, called the proposals a presidential overreach and a threat to all society.
We are going on strike to mobilise Congress to support those senators who agree that this cannot happen in Argentina. Because if they give all the public power to a president, we'll be facing a situation where a president is going to have, during his entire mandate, the sum of public power and the institutions will not be respected and nothing will be respected.
That was Hector Dare. As well as economic measures, President Milei has presented bills that would see limits on public protests and allow quicker divorce. Now, let's do the numbers. Chinese and Hong Kong stocks closed 2023 as the year's worst performers, facing losses exceeding 10%. Meanwhile, in Spain, the 12-month inflation rate eased slightly from 3.2% to 3.1% in December, thanks to lower fuel prices and stabilised food costs when you compare it to November. Shipping giant Hapag-Lloyd says it will continue to divert its vessels away from the Red Sea following attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen. Commercial companies paused transporting goods through the Suez Canal earlier this month, although some, including Maersk, have now resumed the route. A show by the Swedish pop legends ABBA is estimated to have contributed more than $420 million to the London economy in its first year. The BBC's Colin Patterson has the details on all the money, money, money the 3D avatars have been making.
Hello, London!
Voyage opened in May last year in a purpose-built arena, 2 minutes' walk from what was the 2012 Olympic Stadium. In the following 12 months, more than 1 million people saw the ABBA show, with a fifth coming from outside the UK. It brought in more than $400 million to the London economy, with around 40% of that total generated within a few kilometres of the venue, including some of the most deprived areas in the whole of Britain. In Tower Hamlets, more than half of all children live in poverty. ABBA's arena can be fully dismantled and rebuilt elsewhere. It found its current location with the help of the London Legacy Development Corporation, which was created to redevelop East London after the Olympics. Mark Camley is the Executive Director for Park Operations and Venues.
They were looking, with their wonderful new technology show, for an opportunity to launch it in London, and were looking at several sites, and we were able to find them a site on the park, which is spare at the moment because it will soon be housing. We're building out different areas over time, and this is one of the later areas that will get built out, but it will be a housing area with a new commercial centre as part of that, close to Pudding Mill Lane station.
And how long are you really expecting ABBA to be there?
We're in constant discussion with them about how long they would like to stay, and I think we are delighted with how well it has gone. But recognise that actually building housing is also important for London. So, but while they're here, we all want to enjoy it.
Walking through an empty house, do you see my house?
ABBA have sung about empty houses, but it's these new houses which will eventually force them to move.
This is goodbye. No, we mean no.
Their current lease ends in 3 years. The band will hope that these new figures will increase the chances of it being renewed. In the meantime, the show goes on. Interestingly, in 2024, there is only one Saturday night in the whole year where there is no performance, the 6th of April, which just happens to be the 50th anniversary of when ABBA won Eurovision with Waterloo.
Surely you've got to be up amongst the reckoning with that one. It's certainly gone down well here inside the dome in Brighton.
This is leading to much speculation that there will be a special anniversary celebration, and the Olympic Park could once again be graced by a Super Saturday. In the UK, I'm the BBC's Colin Patterson for Marketplace.
And finally, Francois Bettencourt-Mayer, the heiress to the L'Oreal beauty empire, has become the first woman to amass a $100 billion fortune. That's according to Bloomberg's Billionaire Index. Well, for some. I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Have a great new year.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.